Hey, good morning. I'm the Redbone Mike Crace, and welcome back to the Redbone Show. And as promised, we have a special guest joining us here on the Redbone Show this morning. We have Mike Lefevre from the Lefevre Quartet out of Georgia. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Mike, and everybody there. We're doing great. We're over here in Branson tonight, the next couple of days, enjoying this beautiful. I can't believe we leave Georgia and come over here and it snows. How about that?
Well, maybe you brought it with you.
not from Georgia.
Well, we wanted to show you some good Ozarks hospitality and let you experience three of the four seasons all in one day, Mike.
Yeah, well, we got a good dose of it yesterday, and now I'm thinking Christmas. Let's go get some presents or something, right?
Well, being there in Branson, you're in a perfect place to do that, because it's Christmas in Branson just about all the time. All right, so
that's right.
Of course, we want to talk about the big spring gospel concerts coming up this Saturday night at the Thayer High School featuring the Lefevre Quartet. Mike, I can't tell you how excited people are because I believe this is the first time that as a quartet that the Lefevre group has been in Thayer.
Yeah, I don't think Lefevre Quartet has been to Thayer before, so we are very excited about coming. Now, I think I may have, you and I had talked about this, I think I was there several years ago when I was with a group called Gold City. And so, but that would have been in the 80s and 90s. So it's been a while since I've been there. And so we're really excited about coming.
You'll probably begin to recognize things as you come into town because town hadn't changed a whole lot over those years.
I love it. I love going into towns like that and see. Sometimes change is good, but sometimes it's good to see things stay the same.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. All right, so let's talk about the Lefevre Quartet. Who are the members? Who are we going to meet on Saturday?
Well, my son Jordan is the only other Lefevre in the group. He sings lead, and he's been with the group since we started in 2005. And then our tenor singer, a lot of people may remember him. He was actually on the road with Gold City in the 90s and 2000s. His name is Jay Perrick, and he's probably one of the most loved tenors I think that I know of that's ever been in gospel music. And he's here. He's going to be there with us this week. And then our bass singer is Will Lane. He's incredible. He's very reminiscent. If you liked Tim Riley's bass singing, very reminiscent when you hear him of what you would have liked Tim Riley. And then our pianist was another former member of Gold City back in the early 2000s. His name's Brian Elliott. And so it sounds like none of us could keep a job, but that's not the case. So they've all joined Lefevre Quartet in the last two or three years. And we are excited about bringing some good new music and a little bit of old music, and so it's going to be an exciting night.
It sounds like, Mike, that you've kind of put together an all-star crew here. I mean, golly, those are huge names.
Well, I mean, you know what? I give God credit for that. We've worked at this group for so long, and we put a lot of effort and heart into this ministry, and God has assembled this team, so I can't take credit for it. I'm excited about it, but it's everything is good. We all get along good. The bus is a good bus to travel in with all the guys, and so it's a good season for Lefevre Quartet. And we just got notified yesterday that our most recent single, "Practice What You're Preaching," went to number one. So that's an exciting thing because that means our music is reaching people and they're liking what they're hearing. So that's exciting too.
Yeah, and I know it had been sitting at it was number four last month. So I guess when the new chart comes out, we'll be number one. That is really fantastic. And I know you'll be singing that one for us Saturday night, right?
We sure will. We sure will. We'll be singing it. And that one and another song that has been very popular for us, "Between the Prayer and the Answer."
Mm-hmm.
That was a great song recently that did well. And then we've got a whole bunch of other great songs too. So if you like harmony and you like to hear the tenor sing high, the bass singer sing low, and then two guys in the middle, just putting crooning in the middle. It's and I'll say this about Brian Elliott, our piano player. He is actually just incredible by himself. Sometimes I forget what I'm singing because I get to listening to him play. So amazing.
Well, you know, and we're glad to see a group come. And I know it's just the evolution of the business and a necessary evolution of the business sometimes, but to have a piano player, because a lot of groups aren't traveling with a piano player or any instrumentation anymore. And I think people love that. They like to hear that live piano and that interaction.
Yeah, right. And that's something we're trying to focus on. We're actually going to do some, we're adding some dates in the future that are coming up where we are actually adding three more instruments to our band for select nights. So wow. That's going to be some exciting things coming up. And, we're just, you know, excited about all the things that are happening. So it's a great season. And, you know, I want to emphasize this, glory to God, because we're just his instruments, and we're trying to do the best that we can do to present the gospel in the way that we feel like he would want us to. So
I think that's fantastic. And you know, another song that I will request right now, and because I've been listening to it, and that is Revival.
Okay, Revival. We'll put that on the song list. Jordan's sitting over here beside me. He's the one that sings that song, and so we'll add that one to the list for this weekend.
Very, very, very cool. All right, so folks, Saturday night, 7:00, Thayer High School Gym. Admission's only $12 at the door, $10 with your free discount coupon. And those are available at a number of sponsor locations around the Ozarks. You can see the Lefevre Quartet, also the Newhart Quartet. And Mike, you will enjoy the Newhart. Those guys are really, really coming along. They're a local quartet, and they're just fantastic. And I know that you guys like to sit and take in some of the groups that also perform just because of your love of music, and you'll be impressed with these guys, I guarantee you.
Oh, I have no doubt. And, you know, it's like last night, you know, some of the guys went and sat in on the Collinsworth family to hear them sing, and some we sat in to hear Dennis Swanberg, and the Blackwood Brothers are singing this morning. So we all try to go and support the other groups, and rather they're well-known, whether local, regional, whatever the case, because we love what we do. We love the music, and we want to support the other people that are doing it. And that's just a big part of it, because, you know, they support us, and we want to support them.
Well, it's all about supporting the kingdom of God, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're all working toward the same goal. We just have to do it in different ways.
Folks, Mike Lefevre from the Lefevre Quartet, and they'll be at the Thayer High School this Saturday night, 7:00, and I'm just telling you, you won't want to miss it. Mike, I think I'm going to wrap up here with the song, and you just made the announcement that it is going to number one on the gospel music chart. That is Practice What You're Preaching. Before I play that, tell me a little bit about how this song came about, where it came from.
Well, there's two writers that gave us the first number one song Lefevre Quartet had. It's called The Sun's Gonna Come Up, and it was written by Lee Black, very well-known songwriter, and actually he sings tenor for Legacy 5. And then another well-known singer, Scotty Inman, with Triumphant Quartet.
Yeah,
they teamed up and wrote the song The Sun's Gonna Come Up, and when they heard that we were recording, they sent this song to us, and we, you know, first time I heard it, I said, hey, that's a great radio song. It's got a great message, and it's one that you find yourself singing along with. And it just hit well with us. So hats off to those two guys for writing great music, and thank you for sending it to the Lefevre Quartet. And it's a great message for any time, any place. We all need to practice what we're preaching, because there's so many times we'll say one thing and do another. And so it's just a great message called Practice What You're Preaching.
And it's also a great video, and we've actually got that video on the main page on our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com. Mike, thank you very much. I know y'all are busy over there in Branson today. We will see you on Saturday.
Great, Mike. Thank you so much, and we're looking forward to everybody come. We want to see you. God bless you.
Mike Lefevre and the Lefevre Quartet, Saturday night at Thayer High School. Boy, it's going to be a great night.